Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the late, great Tom Petty bringing us back. One of the greats. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. One for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, is thethirdingredient.com. Archie Chiancuti, Dr. Archie Chiancuti, is our guest, our good friend, the author of the greatest book on trust that I've ever seen, Built on Trust, Keeps on Giving. You got to have it in your library, folks. It's just all there is to it. He's taught us so much about that. He's also the leader of the Learning Center. Learningcenter.net, is that right, Archie?
That's right. That's right.
Learningcenter.net is how you find him online.
Yeah, learningcenter.net.
We're talking about trust.
That's right, learningcenter.net.
Archie, and I wanted to ask you if you think that the early adopters of artificial intelligence, Google and Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and all those people, whoever they may be, Amazon, pick one, I don't care, that the early adopters, because as they were developing artificial intelligence and digital leverage, what I call digital leverage, which is my catchword for all of that, as they were adopting that, it was so cool and people were enjoying it so much and were benefiting from it so much, and it was so profitable. And in the early days, it didn't seem to be hurting anybody, that they got a complete pass in terms of producing no ethical, essentially zero ethical barriers or governors or boundaries or elements. They literally produced nothing ethical in any of that, and they got a pass because it was brand new and nobody had those expectations for them. What do you think?
And I think also nobody understood it. Nobody understood the ramifications of it. And the bodies that regulate or supposedly regulate have even less understanding of it than, you know, maybe the average engineer who's creating it. So there was, but one of those companies that you mentioned does have a principle of not supporting anything that they consider to be, let's say, evil, and I think that all of those companies just did not anticipate.
But while they were saying do no evil, and I don't think that they intended to do evil, they actually were doing evil.
Well, I don't subscribe quite to that. I would say more surprise in a new invention that, you know, is much more transformative, let's say, than the jet airplane. My feeling is that, you know, these are things that they did not anticipate. This is a guess, mm-hmm. you know, from outside. They did not anticipate people using it. And it's true that they were monetizing. I mean, all of them, all social media, no exceptions, were monetizing. And that's true. I think they did not anticipate the damage that would be done by actors who have intentions mm-hmm. that are negative. Now, of course, they do, some more than others, but they're all, I think, trying. The ones I'm familiar with,
did they even know how to do what needs to be done? See, when I see a guy like Zuckerberg testifying before Congress in Europe and saying out loud that he thought the government was going to probably have to get involved, and what he was saying at that moment was, I don't know how, my company doesn't know how to go forward with our business model in an ethical way. We can't be responsible for our own ethics, nor can our customers be held. Are they smart enough to be responsible for them? He completely caved. He completely rolled over, and it told me he's not the guy. He's not the guy. And the others, and some of the others are too, I think, are not the people to install an ethical element into their digital leverage. Am I being too hard?
And yet, yeah, I think so. I think it's changed. Now, you can say, well, it's changed because it was forced to be changed. I don't know. But I think that some of these companies just took a huge stock hit. And they did it by being honest, saying, well, you know, the scientists, people who are trained scientifically, we're trained to be honest and say, I don't know.
Right.
The thing that hurts science more than anything at all is pretending to know what you're doing. So I
exactly.
think that's what that was.
That's a good
I
point.
I think that was a time
I think you make an excellent point. Yeah. I'll give you that. But
yeah,
let me tell you something else.
I think,
there's somebody else who's complicit in all this too, Arky, and it's you and me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I make the case that long before artificial intelligence or a robot takes humanity down, we'll do it to ourselves. Human beings will do it to ourselves. I think everybody who has ever pushed an enter key is just as complicit in this as any of these companies are. I'm an equal opportunity disser,
Arky. Yeah, and I think that where we got stuck, the users, is in the comfort of those of like mind.
Right.
No matter what the mind is, you know what I mean? And that's where we got stuck in our own limiting beliefs and looking for people who share those beliefs. That's something that we have to change. The user must change that.
And interwoven in everything Arky and I have talked about, folks, is the concept of trust. And when we come back, I'm going to talk to Arky. I want Arky to talk to us about what I believe, and that is that humans require trust. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.